This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Zedgy Today. Another summer weekend for you. We have a giant show this week. My first guest is a friend of ours for many, many years. The lovely Brenda Lee will be here. Speaking about lovely, how about singer, actress, author, Vanessa Williams will be joining us. John Savage will be here. He's a great actor, and he has a primetime series on CBS called SEAL Team that we'll be talking to him about. And then the lovely Angie Harmon. Oh, a lot of beauty on the show this week. Next hour, my first guest is Newt Gingrich, calling in from Rome. Kyle Petty, of course, former stock car racer, now commentator for NBC. Thomas DiLorenzo has done a book called The Problem with Lincoln. He'll be joining us. And then the host of Travel Channel's 24/7, Megan Kaiser. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Zedgy Today.
I'm Wayne Alarouche for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alarouche listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just have my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
I'm sorry, so sorry, that I was such a fool. I didn't know love could be so cruel.
You know, I won't live long enough to not love that song. All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Zedgy Today. And we've been doing the show in our 27th year, and way back, probably in our second year, our guest that's going to be with us right now was with us, the lovely and talented, legendary Brenda Lee. Hi, Brenda. How are you there?
Hey, Ron. How are you, buddy? Well, I'll start off the interview by congratulating you and thanking you for that statement and say, honey.
Okay.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I couldn't be doing any better. What a treat to get to talk to you, but you can't wait so long for the next time.
No, I tell you, we got to do this. I don't know if I'm going to make it another 27 years, so we got to do this like next Wednesday or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Brenda, I looked down all of your accomplishments. Did you ever write a book about your life?
You know, I did. I want to write another one. And it was a good book. And it was called The Life and Times of Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite.
Yeah.
I would really like to do another one because there are a lot of things that I can say now that I really couldn't because people were still in full swing and going, and it might have upset their lives, and I would never do that.
Yeah,
so I need to do another one.
It is, because you have lived a fascinating life. And I must tell you that you are an incentive to people, not only up-and-coming singers, but also to people just in life in general, because you've had to overcome many obstacles in your life and your career and have been able to do it successfully, starting at a very, very young age. I mean, I can remember as a youngster, and I can say that because at the time you yes. were a youngster, okay?
Absolutely.
Just looking at you and thinking to myself, how does this little girl, so young, make it so big with such a great voice? You had to, at some point, missed your youth and your teen years because you were working when you were 3 years old.
I was, and my dad died when I was 7.
Yes, I know.
And I became prime support of my family because even at that young age, I didn't want my mother working 18 hours a day in a cotton mill, and that's what she was doing. And I had my older sister and my younger brother, and I knew that there had to be changes, and I had been already singing, you know, just forever. And when I found out at that early age that I could make a difference monetary wise, even though it wasn't a big difference, I thought, this is what I want to do, because my mom gave up pretty much her life mm-hmm. to let me do and be what the fans have allowed me to become and people like you have allowed me to be. And my mom was such a great woman. And, you know, I felt that it was my duty to step in where my dad had left off, and God was good, and I was able to do that.
In 1955, you turned down a gig that you could have performed and made a few bucks in order to meet Red Foley, one of the big country and western stars. That was a big turning point for you, was it not, Brenda?
Oh, my goodness. It changed my whole life. And that was because of a DJ friend of mine
mm-hmm.
that had a record shop / radio show in Augusta, Georgia. And the old famous Bell Auditorium, of course, is still there. And everybody that was anybody always played the Bell. And Peanuts, God love him, would always cart me over there mm-hmm. and say, I have this little hometown girl. I think it'd really be a good idea. The crowd would love it if you let her sing a song on your show. And Mr. Red was kind enough to do that. From that, he asked me if I would like to come in and appear on the Junior Jubilee, which was an offshoot of the Ozark Jubilee,
sure.
but which was for children. And, of course, you know, we said, oh, yeah, yeah. So, for 2 years, I rode the Greyhound bus back and forth from Augusta, Georgia to Springfield, Missouri. We left on Friday evening. We'd get there before noon on Saturday. We'd rehearse because it was a live show. We would do the show. We would get back on the bus, get home, and I'd go to school on Monday morning.
Wow.
And finally, we moved to Springfield because I became a regular on the grown-up Ozark Jubilee. And that's where I met people and worked with people like Wanda Jackson and all the greats that got their start on the Jubilee through Mr. Wren.
Well, I have a favorite picture of you.
So okay.
You know what I'm going to say. I'm sure you do. What am I going to say, Brenda? You know it.
You're going to say the one with me and Elvis.
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Where was that taken? I think you and I talked about that about 27 years ago.
That was taken. Now, listen, if you don't think I'm a fan, December the 13th, 1957.
Seven.
I believe, right before he was to go overseas to the service.
Right.
And it was the first time that either one of us had ever done the Grand Ole Opry.
I'll be done.
So that was backstage at the Ryman Auditorium.
Unbelievable. What a picture. This talented lady, still to this very day, is not only touring, but this past Christmas, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, made it to number one on Billboard's country streaming songs. Of course, when we started, we didn't know what streaming is. Streaming was a lake, you know, a
I'm
river.
I'm not quite sure. I still know what it is.
And then hit the top 40 on Billboard's Hot 100 for the first time since 1961. And it seems, Brenda, like just the other day, you know?
Well, you know what? That was such a thrill. And thank thank you, folks, for giving me that blessing. Thank you for introducing your kids to it. And that song written by Johnny Marks, who also wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Holly Jolly Christmas, one of our great Christmas songwriters. Thank you for that song. I just couldn't have done it without people like you and without the audience.
You know, the songs like I played in the introduction, I'm Sorry, Break It to Me Gently, that haunting sound of a lost romance. I mean, you do it better than anybody. What always amazed me, you had this short, small frame. Your husband, somebody told me he's like 6'4", Ronnie?
He is. Well, and you know, when I was doing those songs, I was not allowed to date. I'd never had a date. I really never had a boyfriend, really. And everybody said, then how did you sing those songs?
Yeah.
With that emotion and all. But, you know, I'll never forget what my great producer, Owen Bradley, said. A great song is easily sung. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, but you know what? You put the emotion into it. And, you know, you had said that to me one time. You didn't really know what love was.
Had no clue.
Yeah, had no clue. But, boy, you sure pulled it off.
Well, you know what that is. That's like a teenager wanting to have a clue, but wasn't allowed to have a clue.
Sometimes when you have a clue, you can't pull it off because you know too much.
I've never said that to anybody. See what you bring out in me?
Yeah, it's a lot.
But that's true. That's true. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, just don't mess with a good thing now.
Now, a tour is coming up. Moultshot Memories Cruise for 5th through the 12th. Oh, boy, I've got to be on there with you. Is the website BrendaLee.com, Brenda?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
BrendaLee.com.
BrendaLee.com. You had to be pretty proud that when you were 15, Brenda Lee was compared to the legendary Judy Garland.
Oh, bless your heart. Yeah. Well, she was my idol, and I did get to meet her. And you know what she said to me? I was about 15, maybe, just turned 15. She had Liza sitting there with her, because Liza and I are about the same age. And I said, if you had any advice at all that you would give me, what would it be? And I was thinking she was going to tell me something musically. You know what she said? Don't let anyone take away your childhood.
Well,
wow.
And she would know.
She would absolutely know.
Yeah, she would know.
And my blessed mother never let that happen.
Unbelievable. I got the chills when you said that. Well, Brenda,
I did too when she said it.
You know, Brenda, do me a favor. Please don't wait another 27 years. I don't know if I'm going to make it that long.
No, I'm not going to, but thank you for that compliment. I won't.
And we urge everybody to check in with BrendaLee.com. You got to go see her. She's sensational. Brenda, thank you, dear. Thanks for all the years of enjoyment.
And thank you, and thank your audience for everything. And I'll close and say, keep on rocking.
Thanks, Brenda. Brenda Bye. Lee, a legendary singer and a delightful lady, the Dynamite Singer. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Wake it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Our next guest, we are happy to say, has been with us several times in the past, and it's even nicer to have her back. She is quite a lady. She has sold over 25 million records worldwide. Not only recording artist, Tony-nominated Broadway actress, Emmy-nominated TV star, and beautiful, joining us right now is Vanessa Williams. Hi, Vanessa. Nice to have you back.
Hello, Ron. Hey, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. It's always good when you're here.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be on the show.
In a long list of credentials that I just spoke of, I failed to mention the fact that about a few years back, you earned your Hollywood Walk of Fame star on, of course, the big Hollywood Walk of Fame in Hollywood, and your autobiography that you wrote with your mom, You Have No Idea. Was that something difficult to do when you think about all the things that you've done in life? Is it hard to recapitulate that?
Yeah, it's I wrote the book about 4 years ago with my mother, and the concept behind the book, I had been offered many times to do an autobiography, but every time I would go back and think about my life, and I would discuss it with my mom, and I would have one recollection, she would have another, and I said, you know, this is a way more interesting opportunity to have a set of a set time and be able to see that time in two different perspectives. So that's how the concept of the book came about. And yeah, it was a difficult but cathartic journey for myself and my mom. And I thought it was unique, and I think a lot of people felt that it resonated with them in their lives through their struggles and through their relationships in their family. So I don't know whether there's plenty more stories to where I can probably do book number two, but we had a wonderful result with the first one, You Have No Idea.
Oh, that's great. Now, on Broadway, with A Trip to Bountiful and part of a new series on VH1, Satin Sisters, and I failed to mention touring with your band. I don't know how you juggle all this stuff, Vanessa, to be honest with you.
I have my calendar is right next to my phone, and I'm constantly adjusting every day. You have to be organized when you're trying to schedule, you know, music performances and theater and television, and also be a mom too. I still have one still at home in high school, so her schedule comes first, and then I work my schedule on everything else.
Wow, that's a tough one. Well, congratulations on being able to keep all those balls in the air. I want to talk to you about something that I know you're very involved with. You talk about first impressions. I had a very good sales manager at a radio station I owned one time, and she was a very attractive female. And she said, you know, I always am the first one to get in the door to talk to a client. And I said, you know what? That's great. But once you get in the door, you have to have content. And you have partnered with a program called Success is Calling, which really talks about the critical first step in a job interview, the phone interview.
Absolutely. The phone interview is crucial. Dress for Success has been wonderful in helping women that have had some disadvantages in their life to get back into the workforce by giving them clothing that's been donated, suits and dresses and handbags to prepare for their interviews and get them involved in the workforce. And that was crucial in terms of what we did last year. We launched it last year. 300 women actually were employed last year through our Success is Calling campaign. So this year we're doubling it. We want 600 women to be able to be gainfully employed, which we hope will all happen through this seminar and that we're doing called Success is Calling. And there's many opportunities for women who want to get a start by getting back in the workforce.
You know, being in the broadcasting business for exactly 7,000 years now, you know, you really get conscientious when you're talking to people on the telephone as to how they present themselves. And recently, you know, I was talking to a woman from an insurance company, for example, and she had what I thought was enormous telephone etiquette. How do you accomplish that and not sound as if, I mean, and keeping it in business, if you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I'll use you an example. You have a wonderfully rich tone, and your diction is perfection, so I can understand exactly what you're saying. You enunciate your words, so I understand exactly what you're saying, and you have energy behind your voice. Those are the first things that make an impression over the phone. Having energy, having your personality shine through and be unique over the phone, but also being articulate and speaking correctly. Those are things that really set you apart from the very beginning. They show that you're educated, what your skill of education is, and how fast you can work and climb up the ladder of success. And these are all the things that you need to make a first impression over the phone.
I think I love you. No pretty girl has ever said that to me before. Boy, you really know how to raise the bar on somebody, you know that?
Well, you have a very melodious tone, which is very, very attractive.
Now, gosh, I'm getting all sweated up here now. Holy man, you really know how to affect the guy. Vanessa, is there a website we can go to find out all the things that you're doing and will be doing?
Well, they can go to VanessaWilliams.com, and they can follow me on Twitter or Instagram, which is Vanessa Williams Official, and that will give you all my dates for performances and my new show that I'm doing, Satan Sisters, which we start production, and that'll be open. That'll be on VH1 next year, and I've got new music that I'm about to go into the studio with, so that'll come out next year as well.
Vanessa,
and also a new clothing line. I forgot to say that, which is on Evine Live, and that's called V by Vanessa Williams.
Well, do me a favor. I know that you are on a horrendous schedule, okay? When it starts to slow down, which I'm sure won't be in the most recent days, but if it ever starts to slow down, would you please come back to us later and can talk about the new TV show and all the other
things? Absolutely.
I would love to.
Absolutely, Ron. You got it.
And if you don't mind, I would like to use that little segment of your compliment so that I can use it on my next job interview. Would that be okay?
Absolutely, Ron.
Okay. Well, Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us. You know you're always welcome here. And thank you so much for all the great hours of entertainment you have given us over the years. And
thank you.
And I hope that we double the number of women that we find gainful employment with as a result of Success is Calling.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you, Vanessa. Very lovely lady, very articulate lady, and wow, beautiful and talented. We're talking about Vanessa Williams, who is a platinum recording artist, Tony-nominated Broadway actress, Emmy-nominated TV star, author, and touring with her band. Quite a lady. Hey, we invite you to check out our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to that site, hit the icon that says On Demand, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. If you go to the home page, right next to the header on the right-hand side, there's a Facebook icon. Hit it, and let's become friends on Facebook.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After 47 days of protests in Portland, Oregon, President Donald Trump has sent in troops to help quell the violence.
Portland was totally out of control, and they went in, and I guess we have many people right now in jail, and we very much quelled it. And if it starts again, we'll quell it again very easily.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown, a Democrat, said she remains concerned about allegations that federal officers may be arresting people in violation of their constitutional rights.
Trump troops in Portland are definitely not the answer. As we saw, this only escalates the tension, and we need dialogue and de-escalation.
And Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler has demanded the troops leave immediately.
The words and actions from President Trump and the Department of Homeland Security have shown that this is an attack on our democracy. Keep your troops in your own buildings or have them leave our city.
This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
live all across the USA and around the world to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is an actor's actor. He has done everything, whether it be on the big screen, the small screen, on stage, and he's part of a primetime series on CBS that is called SEAL Team. That is a terrific show about a great group of service people on the SEAL Team. Joining us is John Savage. And John, I want to tell you, it is nice to have you here, not only because you're a great actor, but you care about America. And I appreciate you joining us, John.
We need more of you. The media is going to help us get through all this.
Thanks, John, for saying that. That's very kind. But this is a terrific show, as I said, and you're up for an Emmy Award on this. Tell us a little bit about the premise, for those people who may have not seen it, the storyline, if you will, of what this is all about, SEAL Team on CBS.
You know, it's just an honor being considered for an Emmy as a guest on SEAL Team. This show, this program, for me, watching these guys as a team, how their dialogue goes, how they deal with their issues. They deal with men coming back. They're very independent, each one of them. And yet, when they have to deal with this experience of one of them, it is a team effort. And of course, the great actor, my son in these episodes, AJ Buckley, is playing Sonny Quinn. My son, I'm Emmett. Gosh, it's hard for him to come home, but he's there because of him standing up, because he has a devotion to what he's doing there. He's been probably in, I think, he was in not only Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan and Pakistan, I don't think they're clear for this exactly what he's been, but he stands up to these greenies, these newcomers in a bar. Oh, we're going to be going home soon. This is nothing, you know. And it is, he has to slap his face almost. Just, mister, you do not know what's going to happen next. Your life here is being challenged by an unseen enemy. Like what we're dealing with now. And when he goes home, it's difficult. You know, his father and he never got along. And luckily some kind of a catalyst with this wonderful friend he had, his lady friend Hannah, played by Rachel Boston, and just kind of keeps us from killing each other, you know, and surprising us with her ability to open up the possibility of just a little bit of compassion. And, you know, it takes time because I don't want to fight with him anymore. I'm too old for that. And I see who he is now. And he wants to kind of please me in a way. She's bringing a little bit of consciousness out of him for maybe he's not a bad guy, you know. And he's trying. But I see in him what he's been... He's been with, the men he's been with have made the man he is now. And this whole experience of his service, when you hear them talking to each other as a team, you see what compassion and energy is going on. It's, you know, they're arguing, they're fighting, they don't like what's there, they have questions about what's there, they're not sure about what's coming next, and they fight a little, they argue a little bit, but man, anything happens, and one guy maybe lost somebody when he was out there as a sniper or whatever, or somebody challenges them, they will snap together, and it's for the support of each other. They're a team. And when he comes home, his father realizes as much as he has a family, he has the effort to maybe make this team of a family work better together for the sake of something bigger.
Well, you know, I think the backstory we should probably tell in case people haven't seen it, it's, again, SEAL Team on CBS. It's a great show, and I got to tell you something. Our guest, John Savage, is the ultimate actor. I mean, I really mean that, whether it's on small screen, big screen, on Broadway, it doesn't make any difference. This man is so talented. But in the story, you have been really kind of raised to love two things, your land and your wife. Your wife on screen tragically passes away. So you pour all of your efforts into the land, and that's kind of where the separation between you and your son really started, was it not?
Yes, and I'm living kind of a false sense of security. You kind of see that when he does show up, he's checking it out after this encouragement of Hannah. and I'm literally getting knocked on my butt by a horse. And I'm going to do it my way, and I want to do it my way. And he tries to help, and I snap at him. You know, this is my home, this is my place, blah, blah, blah. So he feels insulted, and he leaves. But in the long, you know, actually you see what my relationship with the horse is probably my only friend that I have anymore. And this essence of, you know, losing the ranch, my fear of not knowing what's next for me, when I see his courage that he's dealing with, things he's been dealing with, and his challenging me, I realize this young man has built a character that is strong. And this is going to need a continued effort on his part. He has a commitment. He has a devotion. Until he deals in with that, it won't be easy for him to start this adjustment to a home life. It's a hard thing to deal with for everybody. For years, my dad, after Second World War, and young men coming back from North Korea, I was right. About 4 or 5 years old, but that energy was all around me.
Right.
Bringing a grandpa to live with us who, you know, went through the First World War in France and lost 1,000 men from gas. And, you know, I asked him as I got older, I said, how did you survive? He said, well, I smoked and drank a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and he nearly killed himself with alcohol. And alcohol is a big deal. And everywhere I saw people making the effort, they used in the 50s, it was a real exciting time. There were really church-going people, and yet they were also involved with civil rights. And my mom told me once, the couple that I wondered later, what happened? Did they move? No, son. They didn't come back. They went down south, and they were in service for that civil rights effort. They were probably killed. And this is service.
Yep.
You know, our nurses and doctors right now are risking their life, but they are prepared. They are working as a team. They're doing their best. We, too, have to be more conscious with the stress we're going through right now. Everybody. And boy, there's some that are really going through, and we got to look around our community. You know, who needs a hand?
That's right.
And or an elbow, as we do sometimes.
Can I brag on you here for a second? Because I got to tell you something. You are a terrific actor. I mean, Deer Hunter, The Last Full Measure, a Salvatore for Oliver Stone, The Godfather, Part 3, The Thin Red Line, Hair, on television with Star Trek, and Law and Order, and Twin Peaks. You really shine, and now you are an Emmy nominated. I hope you win this thing, too, I want you to know. But the SEAL team on CBS, you were filming this, everything ended in April, but the series is going to repeat some of those episodes now?
Yeah, I believe in August they start. I worked with Vietnam vets, too.
I know
a lot
you
of them just, you know, they wanted to make a statement. Basically, it's politics has to be go further with life, and we need to open up more and move forward. You know, we got a lot of people with emotional and passionate feelings and ideas today, and it's good. And we have to keep it good. We have to keep on the track, you know. We wear masks running down the street, and we all look like bank robbers, but just to nod to somebody as you're walking by, just recognize them. You know, you may not know who they are, but give them a nod. Just, okay, you know, we're dealing with this stuff together.
Well, we can't look backwards.
I try to do that mask thing more, and it's tough with kids going back to school.
Oh, yeah.
I think they can handle masks. Could be a big, fun, interesting thing.
Sure.
You know?
You bring up a good point.
It's like being a soldier, man.
Yeah. You bring up a good point. They could have fun with it. Make it fun. Don't make it sound like it's going to be a, you know, something that they're going to have to dread every day. You know, I got to tell you something. You are a great guest. I mean, in the 30 years we've done the show, John, I don't think I've had you on, but boy, I'd like to have you on every week. You're terrific. You really are. Not only as an actor, but as a radio and television guest. You know, you got to come back often. You really do. Now, CBS, you can watch it, the streaming of the show on CBS.com/shows/SEAL team. And then they're going to be redoing the episodes that you saw this spring in August. But, John, I congratulate you on all the work you did. I could talk to you for hours. You're absolutely right when you're talking about what's happening today. And your list of credentials are so impressive that I'd love to talk in length about more of it when you return.
Hopefully. Well, thank you, Ron. I look forward to doing that. Just take care of yourself and be safe.
And you too, my friend. John Savage has been our guest. What a guy. Very articulate gentleman and really, really a good actor. And stick around. Because we have a lot more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To Ron Sedgy today, live nationwide and around the world. Boy, am I excited about having our next guest. Not only does she have a successful TV show that I watch all the time, Rizzoli and Isles, but she has also been seen on so many other shows, Law and Order, Baywatch, the list goes on, and television movies with things like Lawn Dogs and Fun with Dick and Jane. She's a fashion model, she's a TV star, and I gotta tell you something, she's gorgeous. Joining us right now is Angie Harmon. Hi, Angie, how are you?
Well, hi. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing good. You see, people sometimes think that, you know, when I say something like that, I'm just saying because the guest is here. But, you know, when things are true, it's just an easy thing to say because you are all of those and more.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
I was telling you before we went on the air, I really like this show. You are very cool in this.
Thank you very much. She's a lot of fun to play, Miss Rizzoli. And we've had such a blast in the season. All of us really, really love each other and adore each other. And yeah. I think that translates, you know, in all the characters. And it's a really good time. It's great storytelling. It's, you know, the fact that we're on TNT, we can have a little more creative license. So we get to be sexier. We get to be funnier. We get to be scarier. And, you know, it's an actor's dream, really.
It's nice about the fact that you're on TNT, because what happens is you do have that little bit of latitude and longitude that you don't normally have on conventional network.
That's right. And that's, you know, what I love about TNT, but also the fact that, you know, I go in, I work for six months, and then I'm off for 6 months. So I can go be mommy.
Yeah, you can't beat that. And you know what gets me whenever I watch these shows, or whenever I've seen people from the police department that are a female, or whenever I see a television movie where they had a pretty nurse, I never get these kind of people to deal with. I always get people that don't look like you, Angie, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's because you're not in Boston.
Oh, okay. All right. Obviously, I got to move. I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time, and boy, that's something that is pretty common for me. Now, with this busy schedule that you have, and you know, your husband is a former football player, defensive back for the New York Giants, and you have three children. I didn't realize that you were born in Dallas, Texas, and your parents were professional models too.
Yes, that is right. I was born in Dallas, Texas. Both my parents were models. Yeah, so it's just kind of some sort of camera has been around me pretty much my entire life.
Wow, that's great. Well, rightfully so, too. So now with all of this going on in your life, you also speak about what is very important and something that I am a big proponent of, and that's helping parents to get their children to love their vegetables, which has been a lifelong kind of goal for parents. You know, how do you do that?
You know, that was one of the prominent reasons of why I signed on to help create awareness for our kids and what they're eating and vegetables. And, you know, loveyourveggies.com is such a fantastic website. It's giving tips and tricks and, you know, blogs from mommies, and it's just letting people know, hey, you know, you're not the only one that's having a hard time with this. Here's some tips or tricks that, you know, have worked. Like, for example, my tip was, you know, when my girls come home from school, I know they're starving. I know they're going to want a snack, so I will put like a plate of carrots, celery, and cucumbers and the vegetables that I know that they like. And I know that they're going to come in, take a couple of dips, a couple of carrots, and then they're gone and running. And that to me makes me feel good. You know, yesterday I spent the day with about 10 different kids, and we all made veggie pizzas, which I was like, okay, yeah, fine. But we made faces with all the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there thinking, how have I been a mommy for 7 years, and I've never thought of doing this? They loved it. They cooked them, they ate them, and, you know, they really thoroughly enjoyed themselves just because it was them that was doing it. They were being creative. It was their project.
You know, what breaks me up is when you tell somebody that you're having a veggie pizza, because I have them occasionally too, and they say, oh, goodness gracious, if you take off the pepperoni and you don't use meat sauce, it's pretty easy and pretty doggone good, because basically it's cheese, vegetables. I mean, it's a very tasty pizza.
Oh, they're delicious, absolutely. And I always put jalapenos on mine.
Now, are you a vegetarian?
No. What? I'm from Texas. Oh. No.
I never thought of that, right? You'd be thrown out as a native, you know that?
Exactly. Yeah. The whole state would get rid of me.
There's a campaign that was on, I don't know, a couple of months back, where, I don't even know what it was for, but you know, the kids were really enjoying their vegetables, and the mother didn't want to tell them that there was really healthy food in it, because then they would not enjoy it. Why is there a stigma between healthy food and healthy food not tasting good, which is something that is very prevalent in children, yet it's not true?
Yeah, I don't agree with that either. I think that, you know, you can make healthy food taste very good. I mean, I know I do. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I'm a very good cook, and I cook very healthy food for them.
Did you enjoy vegetables when you were younger, or were you one of us?
No, I was kind of a savory person, so I was usually, yeah, vegetables didn't bother me at all.
I never really embraced them, but I love them now. I mean, I got to tell you something. There is nothing in the vegetable line that I don't like, with possibly the exception of cooked carrots. But I went to a restaurant a couple of months back that prepared them in such a fashion that they were unbelievable. But spinach, cauliflower, broccoli, peas, beans, I love all that stuff.
I know. I do, too. I'm the same way.
I don't know what it is. It must be just an age deal, because when you get older, you just seem to gravitate to that.
Well, I don't know. I always run this test by my kids. I'll be like, okay, if you had nachos or an ice cream sundae, which one would you pick?
Yeah, I think I'd go for the ice cream sundae.
Oh, would you really? No. See, I'd totally go nachos.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is this our first argument?
Ice and the... Oh, it's so good.
The only reason I said that, really, is because of the salt in the nachos. Are you talking about the nacho shell or the actual nachos?
No, like a plate of nachos. Like, oh. What would you rather eat? Would you rather eat, like, a plate of nachos and the works? You know, sour cream and guacamole and, you know, meat and cheese and onions and all that good stuff. Or would you rather eat ice cream sundae? And I think that usually tells you which side you lean toward, if you're more a savory person or you're more a sweet person.
Now that you mention it, I'd probably go for the nachos, too. I was picturing something else.
No.
It's the theater of the mind, as they say about with radio. It's the theater of the mind. How do you keep all of this together? I mean, how do you actually juggle all these things in a busy career, Angie?
I have a really fantastic husband. Our schedules have just really kind of worked out that way. I mean, when he's working, I'm not. When I'm working, he's not. And it just, you know, that's... We've just been really blessed in that arena.
Now, your own website is Angie/Harmon.com, correct?
No. That's the Twitter. That's And it's at Angie_Harmon. And then my website, I guess, is AngieHarmon.com.
You're on Twitter?
Yes. I love it. It's so fun.
And I suggest everybody tune in on TNT to see Rizzoli and Isles. Great show. Keep up the super work on that, Angie.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, it's been a delight having you here. Please come back again.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Sounds like a winner. Thanks, Angie.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Our very special guest is the very talented actress and model, Angie Harmon. Boy, and I love her voice. We're going to remind everybody to check out our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause. There's more to come with Ron Segi Today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health. health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Well, that wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for the first hour, Brenda Lee, beautiful Vanessa Williams, John Savage, the star of SEAL Team on CBS, and the beautiful Angie Harmon. Next hour, calling in from Rome, making many frequent appearances of late on our show, and happy he's doing so, Newt Gingrich, Kyle Petty from the NASCAR circuit, former driver and now commentator for NBC, Dr. Thomas DiLorenzo, who's penned a book called The Problem with Lincoln. It's fascinating. And Megan Kaiser, host of the Travel Channel's 24/7. And that's our lineup for next hour with Ron Segi Today. We'll be right back.